You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Greetings again for everyone, and we're back talking about the Sabbath. Yesterday, just touched for a few seconds, Revelation chapter 1, verse 10 says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Jesus says he's Lord of the Sabbath. I talked about how 7 is a number that identifies him. The book of Revelation talks about 7 churches in 1:11, 7 golden candlesticks, 1:12, 7 stars, 1:16, 7 lamps of fire, 4 verse 5, 7 spirits of God, 4 verse 5, 7 seals, 5 verse 1, 7 trumpets, 8 verse 2, 7 angels, 15 verse 1, and 7 plagues, 15 verse 1. These plagues are poured out on those that follow the beast, whose number is 666, Revelation 13:18, and talks about how 7 is God's special number, and Jesus is the Lamb. Revelation talks about 7 horns and 7 eyes in Revelation 5:16. All of this points to this number 7, the seventh day, Saturday, and number 7 are extremely important in the Bible, and it's Jesus' special number. It points to him as the maker of the heaven and earth, who rested on the seventh day, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Exodus chapter 20, verse 11, Colossians 1:16, Revelation 1:8, 10 and 11, Revelation 22, 12 through 14, and verses 16. Now, Revelation points to the foundation of the earth. It says, all who dwell on the earth shall worship him, the beast, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. That's in Revelation 13:8. At the foundation of the world, the Son of Man, Jesus, made the planet Earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. John chapter 1, verse 10 tells us that it was Jesus that did this. And Exodus 20:11, the fourth commandment. Now, have you ever considered this? If Adam and Eve would not have fallen and let Satan deceive them and would not have sinned, they'd still be alive today. And all of their children and everybody, all the descendants from them would still be alive today instead of just us that live out this small century at most of a life that we live before we succumb. And most people, I think it's 76 years old, most people are dead by the time they're 76. We'd all be Sabbath keepers. Read Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2. It talks about the foundation of the world, the creation of the earth, when God established the Sabbath. We'd all be keeping the Sabbath today. When Jesus returns and sets up his Father's kingdom, we'll all be keeping the Sabbath. There'll be no Sunday keepers. There'll be no pagans. There'll be no Wiccans, evil other religions, worshiping satanic holidays. We'll all be keeping God's holy days, and we'll all be keeping the Sabbath, and there will be peace and happiness, and Jesus will be Lord of Lords, King of Kings. I can't wait. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.